Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on KARE Radio, joined now by Jefferson County North girls basketball coach. We got Steve Knoll dialed in. It's brought to you by the JC and Booster Group. We want to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Jefferson County North in the middle of their midseason tournament that they are hosting. Couple games to go over with the coach as this tournament's going to wrap up tomorrow. Coach, the first round game earlier this week, a very good team in Rossville that you saw in that opening round game. Rossville does get the win. Take us back to that first round game. What'd you take away from that game against Rossville?
Yeah, they are a good team. They got some good players there. The Dick girl and the Burdick girl, both of them, you know, one had 27, one had 23. Hard to stop. And I thought our defense could have been better and would have helped us out some, but we were just struggling to get a shot off. And we kind of go through funks. If we can't get some pressure and get some points off of breaks, then we're going to struggle at times, and that's kind of what we ran into against Rossville. But very good team, and we did have some highlights, shot better free throws than we had been. I thought we shot around 55% or 65% that night, which there's been a lot of nights I would have loved to have that. So
yeah.
There were some bright spots, but, you know, one of those things that got to move on from it and get ready to go on the next one.
Yeah, and the next one, you move to the left side of the bracket, Atchison County, familiar opponents out of the league. You saw them in that next game last night, and you guys bounced back big way, 63-19. Want to talk about Reese Knoll here in a second. She played well for you, but just bouncing back in a big way, getting that win against Atchison County.
Yeah, we kind of, I think, still had a little bit of a hangover from the Rossville game because we started out very sluggish. You know, our defense wasn't clicking, and we're just, you know, kind of having a little struggle, you know, kind of scoring there a little bit. But you mentioned Reese, and, yeah, Reese came in off the bench, and I think she led us in scoring with 14 or 16 points. And it just kind of got a spark for us. And I thought once, you know, we kind of subbed in and kind of got some things going, things really started clicking for us. And I thought as the game went on, we were back to playing the way we should be playing.
And now you get an opportunity to close out the tournament tomorrow night. You know, these midseason tournaments are already making moves in the area, you know, moving Saturday stuff to Friday with, you know, the weather impending this weekend. But you guys had already had it scheduled for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's already scheduled and appears to be ready to go for tomorrow. You guys get another familiar opponent in Valley Falls. This is the team you saw at the end of last week, right before this tournament started. So you saw Valley Falls less than a week ago. Essentially, when you get on the floor with them, it'll be exactly a week since you last played. You won that last matchup, 41-33. Just talk about the challenges, you know, playing this team on such a quick turnaround and just kind of maybe the expectations of adjustments and what do you guys have to do to get a win to close out this tournament in a positive way?
Well, you know, first off, it's one of the things that you hate seeing a league school, you know, multiple times, and that's what we're doing. We've had Effingham last night, and then we've got end up with Valley Falls coming up on Friday. But, yeah, a week ago we played them, and, you know, they first half was – they led us, I think, at halftime by like 4 or 5 points. We came out, had a lot better second half. Again, we had a kind of a slow start. So kind of know what they're going to do. They kind of know what we're going to do, but we just got to focus on starting faster than what we've done the last really three games because we just can't, you know – wait until the second half or the fourth quarter to get things to start to go. And you know, we've been through stages throughout the season where we've had good starts. We've played good the whole game. But, you know, lately it seems like we just haven't put a whole game together. So hopefully, you know, we can kind of get that going and kind of continue on with a little bit of streak we've been on. I think we opened the season like 1-4, and since then we're 5-2. So back to a 500 record, but we'd like to continue building on that as well.
Yeah, looking to build on that. You've won three of your last four, and again, that only loss to a very good Rossville team earlier in the week in the opening round of the JCN tournament. That is JCN girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us. Again, appreciate the JCN Booster Group sponsoring the convo with the coach each and every week. JCN takes on Valley Falls, a rematch from last week in which the Chargers won 41-33. It is the fifth-place game tomorrow night in the JCN tournament. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck the rest of this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. We appreciate it.